Hello, beautiful souls. How are you? This is Myra with Happy Soul Happy Live and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. Now, I do want to just come out straight out and let you guys know that you guys can do it. Yes, you guys are more capable of doing and changing and transmuting the energy that you have been feeling. And you might feel a little bit off, but that is okay. Keep going. It will start clearing up. You will start seeing that the fog is removing itself. You might feel a little bit, don't know what's going on, but just keep going. Keep going and keep thriving, okay? What I'm seeing is that your inner child, it is here, is wanting to play. So make a bucket list that really brings out the inner child in you. Like for me, it would be the bike riding. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this happen. You know what I mean? I know that I had beautiful memories when it came down to when I was in my younger years. And it was just pure innocence and fun, and your body loved it, right? You were just playing. You were just having fun. Going to the park. Going to a little store. Going around the block. You know, that was the fulfillment that we had as children, right? So, with that being said, make a bucket list. I know that it has been a long time that you probably have done a bucket list, and you are encouraged now to put it out there and bring that to the to your awareness and bring that and chat it out to the heavens. You know what I mean? The other thing is that we are wanting, within a child, we are wanting to be social, right? Be able to enjoy ourselves, right? You would say it's kind of a challenging when you have been on this path for a long time and don't seem to connect with anybody on that type of level. But when you are in your innocence, when you are in your inner child, it kind of embraces that, you know, you want to be social, you want to get to know people, you want to have fun. And so that's what you're kind of encouraged to do, to leave out the logic, leave the things that used to kind of drag you in the mud when it came to curiosity and in regards to why this, why not. Remove the why, right? Remove the why, because the why is gonna tear you up apart. So once you know that you are going that way, remember, your frequency, any frequency is like a radio. And that's what I have been doing with this type of energy. At times I do need to, when it's within myself, and that is a confirmation, when it is within yourself, of course you have to feel these emotions, but you are understanding when it wants to drag you to the floor and when it wants to come up and get some healing done, right? And when you feel that they're wanting to drag you to the floor, you can always tune your frequency and bring it back to you. Okay? Now, I've been having a lot of dreams, and these dreams are very different from how I am feeling and what I'm seeing. The vibe of me, how I feel in the dreams, are very different. Usually it's kind of the other way around. I'm pretty happy, cheery, everything going on, and my dreams kind of tell me a different story at times. But this is just confirmation that you'll be okay. You are definitely protected. You are more than abundant. You are abundant. You are. There is nobody. When you think that there is no way out, understand that you have abundance, that you have created, and that you will be creating, okay? And when you understand that, you have infinite possibilities for all things to succeed, right? It's kind of letting you know where you thought that there was no room for growth, or when you thought that there was no room for success, there is definitely room for growth and success. Okay, so keep thriving, keep going, keep moving forward. And one of the best things that you can do right now is to bring that inner child out. Bring her out. Bring her out. Bring him out. And that's it. That's the message. So I really wanted to put that out there, my friends. Because it's just this. That is the message. All right. Until then, my friends, namaste.